The other day I did a podcast and we talked about what I refer to as the silent killer of sales reps. Now, if you happen to listen to it, no need to listen to this, but if you didn't, you absolutely have to listen to what I've prepared for you, because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this one mistake that sales reps never see coming, and yet it can result in 3 to 6 months of lost opportunity, lost time, and lost pay on an annual basis. And if you really want to get crazy with this, if you would add this up over time, over 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, certainly over the course of your career, it seriously would result in the loss of millions of dollars for you. Did I pique your interest? Then I want you to check out this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 40,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners who want to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our virtual sales camp program. I'm going to be talking all about it at the end of the podcast, but if you'd like to check it out now, feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/sales camp. So now we're going to be talking about just an absolute silent killer of sales reps. I mean, it can absolutely annihilate your performance, annihilate your results. And we have to have a little bit of an agreement going into this episode. And I'm dead serious about this. We have to agree that before you really dig in and listen to this, that you ask your ego to leave the room. Seriously, you're going to want to. If I were in the room with you, you're going to want to fight me on this. And in many cases, I have to tell you, a lot of sales reps are in absolute denial when it comes to these things that I'm going to share. But I want the other thing that I want you to do, if you're not driving in the car, after you ask the ego to leave the room, is just kind of have pen and paper and keep a running tally of how these things I'm going to point out add up over the course of a year. So you guys ready for the big reveal? You want me to tell you what the silent killer of sales reps is? Well, I'm not going to make it that easy, right? I think you're gonna know what I'm talking about very quickly when I share the first of many things with you. Then you're going to know where I'm going with this. So here's the thing. Right now in the U.S., we're wrapping up Memorial Day weekend, right? It's a 3-day weekend here in the U.S., Wrong. It isn't a 3-day weekend in the U.S. On paper, it's a 3-day weekend. Many people, many sales reps like to believe it's a 3-day weekend. But let me point out something to you. For a lot of people, this isn't just sales reps, being this is, you know, the Sales Playbook Podcast. I think I'm going to focus on this from a sales type of perspective, right? It's not just the 3-day weekend. Right? For a lot of sales reps, they mentally checked out a minimum of a day before, so that Friday. Now, if we're being completely honest, that might even be a little conservative. There's a lot of people who mentally checked out a lot earlier in the week, and I get it, right? My purpose in going through all this is not, I got it all figured out, I'm better than you. Know. It's for me to tell you, when it comes to dumb mistakes, I could out-dumb anybody listening to this podcast. I made all these mistakes I'm about to share with you. But what happens is, especially with Memorial Day weekend or any 3-day weekend, we start justifying things to ourselves. Like, you know, who really wants to hear from a sales rep? And they're not even in the office anyway. They're already mentally checked out, already on vacation. We have all these excuses that keep us from actually picking up the phone. So in many cases, we mentally check out. We're kind of there, but we're not there. We're doing a lot of quote-unquote admin types of activities. We're updating Salesforce. We're, you know, we're doing all kinds of stuff. But let's just continue along because there's really a bigger point to be made. You can't stop now and think you have this whole thing figured out. I promise you, by the time I get done, it's going to be dramatic. So you got to stay with me. So we said that it's not just the three-day weekend. So I think at a minimum, we have to agree that for many sales reps, maybe not you, there is at least the loss of that Friday before to a mental checkout. Before I continue, I just want to just point something out. I'm not saying that if you've taken the day off, that this is part of this discussion. If you've taken the day off, that's different. But I'm talking about the people who kid themselves into thinking they're working that day. Yeah, I didn't take the day off. Okay, what did you do? Well, you know, I just kind of, you know, well, it's a day before a long weekend. Lighten up, right? I mean, taking a long lunch, and then after the long lunch, it's kind of, yeah, I got appointments, but you don't, and you're hanging out in the backyard, and if you're like me, trying to keep from getting a sunburn on your bald head, right? I mean, seriously, that's what happens. So now, but it doesn't stop there. So you have the three-day weekend, right? So here it is Monday, as, you know, this is when I'm recording it. It's the 31st. For a lot of people now, that Monday is also going to be a mental checkout day. No, they're not taking the day off. They're there, kind of in you know, like in the physical form, but mentally, they're somewhere else. Why? And they justify it again. Well, clients and prospects, man, you know, they you know, like, lighten up. It was a holiday weekend. Why are you calling me first thing in the morning or today? You got to give them at least a day, right? And we start rationalizing this shit. So now, just with this one holiday, we've lost a minimum of 2 days. I'm here to tell you, I actually think it's a lot more. It kind of begins a little earlier in the week. People don't want to meet with me anyway. And then, you know, at least 1 to 2 days afterwards. And you know what, too? I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm recharging and I'm relaxing when I have a three-day weekend. Then when I come back, yeah, it is kind of hard to shake off that vacation and, you know, that whole recharge mode and then get back to business. So I get it, but I'm here to tell you it adds up. So that right there is just Memorial Day. And it's not just a three-day weekend. It's minimum of 2 extra days, but let's keep going. Now, after Memorial Day, here in the U.S. now, we're going to have 4th of July week. And notice I said 4th of July week because it really isn't just the day. It is a big vacation week. Now, you might be thinking, I don't take off then, but you might be mentally taking off that week because, again, we justify. Nobody's really going to be in. It's a big holiday week. You know, the kids are home from school. And, again, you're human. I get it. You've got... But what happens is, again, it's the few days before, the few days after. And with 4th of July, most of the time, we're thinking about it in terms of that week. When we talk about it, 4th of July week, we usually say. So a lot of business, in a way, shuts down, not so much physically, but mentally, right? That really adds up. But now, it goes on, right? Now, the rest of the summer, there is a huge mental checkout every single summer. Now, I think a lot of this for us, I don't know about you, I mean, hell, next month, I'm going to be turning 56. And y'all thought I was like 25, 26. I just wanted to work in y'all because I think it's funny as shit when somebody from New York says y'all, right? Y'all, like coffee, right? It's just like fat guy in a little coat thing going on here. But I mean, seriously, it's, you know, ever since, like, we were kids, we looked forward to the summer. Like I said, I'm going to be 56 next month, and I still think of the summer like, oh, wow, it's summertime. Well, listen, Uncle Paul, man, you're not 16 years old anymore where you get the summer off. You're a grown-up, and in the grown-up world, we really don't. Hey, look, if you've got that kind of money and you're able to actually take 2-3 months off, God bless, man. You know, I want to talk about your playbook, right? I want to learn from you. You're going to be my new guru. But I don't know, for the rest of the population, It's really not practical. Now, you might be thinking, yeah, of course I don't take the summer off. Yeah, but I bet you do a lot of mental checking out. And we justify with, well, you know, it's hard to coordinate schedules. Everybody's telling me, call me back in the fall. So we kind of do the mental checkout with them, right? We kind of go along with it. And again, I get it. It happens. I'm not here to tell you I'm better than you. I'm just here to tell you that I kind of stopped myself from doing this shit years ago, and it's made a very big difference in my income level. So, but it doesn't stop there, right? So now you have that mental checkout over the summer. Now, again, here in the U.S., what happens after summer? We have Labor Day. It's another three-day weekend, which means it's not just a three-day weekend. It's not just that Monday that we're losing. Minimum, 1 to 2 more days. The Friday before, at a minimum. And then, again, that Tuesday morning, very rarely do we get right back at it. Now, you might be thinking you do. Again, I'm here to tell you that you're probably in that rare 1%. Seriously, you're just in that, you're that 1%er that does it. So many people, again, it's not easy to shake off a three-day weekend. I get it. But do you see so far, I'm not even done yet, how this is adding up? We have Memorial Day, 1 to 2 days before that, right? It's not just a three-day weekend. Then we said, what happens after that? Well, we have the whole thing with July 4th, that week of July 4th, 4th of July week. It's an entire week at a minimum. That's without you tagging on more things. Now, after that, you have the concept of the mental checkout over the summer. Once again, I want to make it very clear that I get it because I've done it. And as a father of three kids, I've mentally checked out over the summer. The kids are home. Now, right about now, you might be thinking, yeah, but what kind of a piece of shit doesn't kind of mentally check out, who's a parent or whatever? I'm here to, again, to, I keep saying, I'm here to tell you. I feel very authoritative when I say that, but just what the hell? My podcast, my rules. But I mean, seriously, you're allowed to spend time with your family. You're allowed to recharge, but to trash an entire summer because you think that people don't want to hear from you, needs go on hold over the summer. People just say, oh, I'm not going to have, you know, any needs, right? I mean, that's bullshit. It's a bullshit lie. So now we said, all right, now we have Labor Day weekend. Well, it's not just a three-day weekend. It's not just that Monday. It's the mental checkout before and after. Now, let's take it a step further. Now, we've got here in the U.S., we've got Thanksgiving. And yes, I'm skipping some things here and there, but I'm giving you the minimum so that you could see what the minimum adds up to. There's a lot more we can put in here. Thanksgiving, typically, four-day weekend. It's not. It's the Monday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Stop effing lying to yourself. It is the Monday through Wednesday before. You are mentally checked out. We're not going to start up anything major. We're just going to kind of coast. We're going to do quote-unquote administrative things. And now you have lost 5 more days minimum. Because you know what happens that Monday? You can't just shake off a holiday weekend and hit the ground running. Again, if you do, I say God bless. Seriously, I want you to sit up a little straighter in your chair because you're in that rare 1% of the population that has their shit together enough to do that. I know because I have a hard time with it. So again, I know it adds up. Now, coming off of Thanksgiving, you have the quote-unquote holidays, right? That period between Christmas and New Year's, right? Yes, there are other holidays in there too. You have that period that, seriously, like, you take Christmas, and I love Christmas. Seriously, there is nobody here. Remember, so you're not going to outdumb me? You're not going to out-Christmas me. I love it. My kids will tell you that if I could get away with playing Christmas music in this house and putting up my Christmas tree in June, I would. But people talk about that shit and they think, like, you know, you're out of your skull. So I won't. I'll wait. But like when it starts hitting October, I'm already like, hey, when we put in the, when can I listen to some Christmas music? And I'll tell you something else. I might listen to a little Christmas music like in the headphones. Nobody else knows. They can't. What they don't know, they can't judge. Seriously, I'm all about being Mr. Christmas here. But what we've done is we've taken what should be 1 or 2 days and we've milked the shit out of it like we've done with every other one of these holidays that's out there. Again, I'm not anti-holiday. I love them, right? I'm loving the fact right now that I've been recharging. I went out to lunch with a friend before. I'm going to go out in the yard in a little while, and I don't know. There might be some whiskey and cigars going on, right? I can't confirm nor deny that. But what the problem becomes is what we do before and after those holidays. You take Christmas again, what really should be a day or two, we've turned into a minimum of 1 week. You know damn well that week between Christmas and New Year's, nothing gets done. But it isn't just that week. Seriously, it isn't. Do you notice, and it might even be you, if like, yeah, maybe it's someone you know intimately, I don't know, like yourself, that with a lot of people, that mental checkout doesn't wait until Christmas Eve. No, no. That mental checkout, I've seen it start as early as the beginning of December. But again, I'm not looking to give you extreme examples right now. I'm going to give you conservative examples. So let's all agree that yes, while some people, even ourselves, I've done it myself, all I got to do is hear a Christmas song December 1st, and I'm like, ah, man, should be spending more time with the family, hanging out, doing domestic shit instead of, you know, conquering the world. You're slowing down. You can justify it. I've been running so hard. I've had a bad year. I deserve the holidays for a month. Seriously, for a month. So, but I think conservatively, let's just go with conservative. I think we're losing about 2 weeks at the holidays, right? I mean, would we all agree that that's possible, right? And in some case, yes, extreme examples, 30 plus days. But we got another 2 weeks there at the holidays. Here's my favorite, and I saved it for last. It has nothing to do with holidays. Every Monday, you know what happens with a lot of sales reps? A lot of people, done it myself. They lose half a day on Monday. You know why? Because they're still shaking off the weekend, right? I mean, and I get it. Here I am. I'm going to be 56, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm living like the life of a 22-year-old going out to the bars on the weekend, man. I'm just like shaking off the weekend. Sometimes I'm going in slow motion. I don't have any employees here at Castain Training Systems. But hey, back in the day, running sales teams and stuff over at Dale Carnegie, over at Consolidated Graphics, where, you know, my responsibilities were for 850 sales reps. I would do the same thing. How was your weekend? And you're talking about the weekend, and you multiply that by, I don't know, a bunch of employees and stuff. You drag ass in there on Monday morning. Plus, you justify. Who the hell wants to hear from a sales rep first thing in the morning on a Monday? That's sacrilege. How dare you do that? People don't want to work first thing in the morning, even though it's a freaking work day. Right? I mean, lighten up. Like, why, well, you know, why so formal, right? Like, come on, mellow out a little here, right? But that half a day, by the way, I just want to throw something at you because I'm not even adding this all this shit up. If you fall into that kind of dragging your ass on Monday thing and you're losing like half a day, right? A lot of the time, it doesn't really start to pick up until after lunch on Monday with the mental checkout. You're taking your time. Again, you justify, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to check email and respond to email and fill out the TPS reports. And you got half a day. Check this out. Do half a day like that times 1 year, times 50 weeks. You lost 25 days. Congrats. Seriously, you lost 25 days. You want to know how you lose another 25 days and bring that bitch up to 50 days a year that you're losing? Understand that for many people, they do the same shit on Fridays, except they do it after 1 instead of 4. 1 o'clock rolls around. Right after lunch, we check out. Hey, it's the weekend. Come on, everybody's working for the weekend, baby. It's time to relax. It's time to slow it down. It's time to not start anything up again. Hey, who the hell wants to hear from a sales rep after one on a Friday? Are you insane? You don't call people and actually expect them to work or answer their phone after 1 o'clock. They don't have needs after 1 o'clock on a Friday. You might get accused of having a work ethic if you call somebody after 1 o'clock on a Friday. 4 hours on a Friday, my friend? Multiply that by 50 weeks. Guess what happened? Congratulate yourself. You just lost 25 more days. Now, before we get into this, I want you to realize something. Right there, just that Monday thing, and you might have variation. It may not be 50 hours. It might be 50 hours. I mean, it might not be 4 hours for you that you're losing every time. It might be two. Multiply that by 50 weeks. That's 100 hours. On Friday, you need to tell me you're going right to five. Well, sales isn't a 9-to-5 job. It isn't. It isn't. But don't piss and moan when you don't make your numbers, folks. You don't get to have it both ways. You multiply that, even 2 hours on a Friday, you got 100 hours there. You really want to add a little more drama into this conversation? Because I really do want to. I want this to make an impact the way it did for me, by the way. You're talking, right now, you're not talking. You're listening to a reformed man when it came to this shit. Because I was the worst with all of this stuff until I attached a dollar amount. Because time is money. And I kind of attached an opportunity amount. Because lost time is money too, isn't it? Right? Isn't lost time money? Not just in the fact that I lost 2 hours. But I'm in sales, and the magic I can do in 2 hours is different than other people sitting there and, you know, doing shit on their keyboard and crunching numbers. 2 hours, me with a phone, I can work some magic, ladies and gentlemen. Multiply that by 2 days a week that I'm doing it. Give me 4 hours. I can do shit with it. And I know that for a fact that I can do shit with it because I don't have a lot of time in my business. Remember, I'm a one-man act. So I don't have every waking moment of the day to prospect. But yet, I need that revenue just like you guys do. So if I lose 4 hours, that's a big part of the prospecting time that I have every week because I don't have 20, 30 hours to prospect. I have coaching clients. I have courses that I'm writing. I have courses that I'm delivering. I have other webinars that I'm doing. I have consulting that I'm doing. Now that things are opening up, people are starting to book me to come out and train their team. So it really adds up. So now, let's take all this into account. We said it started with Memorial Day, right? It's not just a three-day weekend. There's a minimum of 2 extra days. Then we said July 4th here in the U.S. It's really an entire week, maybe a few more days too, depending on how, you know, you mentally check out or if you don't. The summertime, there's a lot of mental checkout days. Again, I want to be clear. Take a day off. You're allowed to have it. My college teacher taught me the art of having a what the hell day. Get up, you're planning on working, and they say, what the hell? You go back to work, or you do some other shit, I don't know. Watch reruns of I Dream a Genie or something, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, whatever you want. Take a guilt-free day off. But trashing an entire summer because you want to mentally check out is just dicky. It's dicky. Seriously, look it up, dicky. I'll say it a third time. The next thing, too, is we said, you got Labor Day, not just three-day weekend, minimum, that Friday, that Tuesday morning that you're losing. We get into Thanksgiving. It's not just a four-day weekend. Stop kidding yourself. That Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is usually trashed. There's usually nothing planned. It's just we write it off as a quote-unquote admin day. You could really afford to have 3 days just for admin? I can't. I can't dick around for 3 days like that. I got to have shit going. I've got to be doing something more productive than that. But, you know, you also have the quote-unquote holidays. You have that period between Christmas and New Year's. And depending on if you're aware that you mentally check out, it might be another 2 weeks on top of that. It could be another 30 days on top of that. And many times, by the way, we don't realize we're in denial. You know why, folks? Not because we're horrible people, because we're human. Seriously, we're human. And we'd like to believe that we're doing the best we can, and it's those clients and those prospects. See, they're the ones that are mentally checking out. So, you know, if they're doing it, you know, it's no point in calling them anyway, right? It's useless. Do you know, I have to say this very quickly, and then I'm going to get back to the point. I'll never forget what all the old timers used to tell me. And now I'm an old timer, right? Life flies by. Used to tell me when I first got in the printing industry many years ago. I'll never forget. They saw me absolutely hustling my ass off over the summer. I'm making calls every chance I could get. In those days, I was knocking on doors. I was writing letters, doing creative things that I was dropping off for people. I was FedExing shit. I mean, I was doing everything but getting in a plane and, you know, like being like a skywriter and, you know, writing bye for me, bitches, right? I mean, I was really going at this with everything I had. Every one of these old timers was saying, I don't know why you're wasting your time, kid. Right? It's pointless. It's a waste of your effing time. Well, they didn't say effing. They full out said the F curse. Seriously, it's a waste. I don't know why you're doing that, kid. And then next thing you know, and this is the truth, I was managing them. Seriously, I ran circles around them because I had a different perspective. I refused then to believe that needs go on hold because, you know, the holidays. I understand that it's a little more challenging, but I don't feel in my heart that they go away. I also believe that people do things because they can, meaning that not enough of us have the balls to say to someone, like I said to someone recently, when a full week before Memorial Day, they said, what do you say we pick up this conversation after Memorial Day? Right? Actually, it might have been a week and a half. I'm sorry, a week and a half before or whatever it was. I didn't say it in, you know, a wise-ass type of way, although I know I come across that way. I said, you know, I'm curious, are you off for 2 weeks? You know, are you going somewhere good? Where are you going? No, I'm not going to be off. What? And I said, just help me understand. I mean, you know, you're the customer. We'll do whatever you want. But why do we need to lose 2 weeks on this? If it's something you want to do, why aren't we continuing to progress with, you know, with the holidays slowing down, whatever. I go. And I said to them, you know, if this is the way you absolutely want to do it, but, you know, if you're hiring me to make your sales force better, you're hiring me to be your coach, you know, lesson one happens right now and it's free. Cut that shit out. Seriously, that's effing you up. You know, like, let's have that meeting now. There's no real, like, every holiday we're going to say, oh, I'm not going to work for 2 weeks. Seriously, add it up. But anyway, add all these things up that I just talked to you about. And I'm telling you, all those three-day weekends and all these other days and everything else, and you could easily lose half of your year, right? And again, that's just a lot of time, but put a dollar amount next to it and look at just how much money that you could easily lose at the end of the year. And see, that was my wake-up call. Right? This wake-up call should come in two phases for you. Number one, when you've allowed yourself to receive the lesson by having your ego leave the room and maybe believing for a moment that we're not as good and not as perfect as we'd love to be, right? That's a hard inner dialogue to have. Again, I've been there, folks. But the other part of it, like I said, all part of that step number one is realizing, holy shit, I'm losing a lot of time. Now, put a dollar amount. What is your time worth, right? What is your time worth? And that time, when you add it up, if it's 3 to 6 months a year easily that you're losing to all these mental checkouts, what is it costing you? So again, I want to be clear with something. Because sometimes these types of tough conversations that we're having today can be rewritten to protect the ego. Don't you dare leave this podcast today thinking that I'm saying you have to run your ass off for the rest of your life. You picked the wrong guy to have that conversation with. You know, I have 3 kids. I love spending time with them. And they're really not kids anymore, man. I mean, my youngest right now is 23. So, you know, that time is precious. You're talking to somebody who's going to be coming up on 33 years of marriage to his wife. And guess what? I'll let you in on a little secret. I still date the woman, right? We still take that time. That time with my family, that time to myself, that time when we can just have a vacation and all. I would guard that with my life. You absolutely should be doing that. But for us to turn this whole thing with a 3-day weekend, Thanksgiving, the summer and stuff into an F-off fest where we're just completely mentally checking out. And we're doing it so often that at the end of the year, we're losing. I don't care if you tell me, yeah, but Paul, you've exaggerated the numbers. I'm not losing 3 to 6 months. So is it okay then that you only lose 1 month to this kind of shit? Is it okay? Well, it was only 2 months. Yeah, okay. What's 2 months of your pay? And if that doesn't amount much to you, please do me a favor right now. Seriously. I want you to email me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. If 2 months of your pay means dick to you, I'm going to give you my home address, and I want you to write me a check for 2 months of your pay. Let's see then what you think of it. Seriously. If you don't give a shit about 2 months of your pay, send me the money. Right? We all care about 2 months and what we can do. And you know when people really start caring about lost time? And it's a shame that the brain works this way. Many times you hear something like this, and I get it. You might be thinking, yeah, he went over the top. He's being a dick. He's being real preachy this week. But all of a sudden, everybody sees the light. You know when they see it? When it's year end and you're trying to get that bonus. You're trying to qualify for President's Club. And you better believe every freaking second counts. So imagine if you were to leave this podcast today, we're not even halfway through the year, and you correct the course, you change the trajectory. Do you think it's possible that right here at the end of May, with what, 7 months left of the year, that you could make a greater impact managing your time better than if you get the wake-up call when you're under the gun in November and you're like, yeah, my gear's gone to shit. I got to change something fast, right? You better believe it. So that's my message to you. It's very simple. Yeah, enjoy your life. Yes, take time off guilt-free. But let's stop with all these extra days. We're at the point, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going to start not only celebrating Groundhog Day, but we're going to tag on an extra day on the front and the rear end of it. Seriously, it gets a little nutty. So that's my message for you. Start working on it. Again, please take this the right way. I really am not putting this out there as somebody who's a know-it-all and is so much better than you guys. I just really want to keep you from making the same shitty mistakes that I made. Really, that's it. That's it. End of podcast for today. Before you go, I want to tell you very quickly about something I'm really excited about. And it is our virtual sales camp program. And when you hear the topics that I've selected, you'll realize that, wow, he really is giving us a nice assortment of things to make us stronger. And we start with the first session, which is going to be on how to really get a decision maker's attention. Decision makers are more distracted than ever. For us to think that we're just going to call or we're just going to email or somehow we're going to beat them into submission by the amount of persistence, I believe we're kidding ourselves. So we're going to start with that. Then we're going to get into multi-channel prospecting. One thing that I'm incredibly passionate about is the fact that sales reps rely too heavily on just the phone and email. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. During this course, we are absolutely going to talk about phone and email, but I'm hoping that I can open your eyes to this brave new world of additional forms of contact that we could marry in into a sales mix to hopefully lead to a greater degree of prospecting effectiveness. From there, right, like that portion of it is kind of how do we get in front of more opportunities, especially during the summer when things can kind of slow down and become a little more challenging. From there, we're going to talk about once we're in front of the opportunities, how do we expedite our deals? Because I don't know if you guys have realized, right? I mean, especially with COVID and all, things are taking a little bit longer. Sales cycles are definitely going a little bit longer. So having a few extra ideas, a few extra tactics, so at least you know, hey, you know, I've really exhausted every possibility. Instead of relying on the same things you've been doing for years, you know, I mean, I think it's a different type of feeling that we get. Finally, right? So again, we started kind of getting in front of more deals. Once we get the deals, how do we get them across the finish line in a way that we could expedite it without being pushy or salesy or needy? And then last but not least, okay, when we have accounts, how do we maximize account potential? So If you visit right now yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp, I'm going to make a special offer to you. Now, I want you to pay attention to this because today is May 31st. This deal is going to go away on June 2nd, 2021. And here's the deal that I want to offer you. If you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp, check out the course. Make sure it's for you. Do not push the button to buy the course. I'm telling you right now, right? What a shitty salesman Paul is. He's telling us not to buy it. What I want you to do instead is jot down my email address. I'm only making this offer for people like you who've been listening to the podcast. I'm not going to offer this anywhere else. And again, after June 2nd, the deal is off the table. If you email me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, and you tell me that you'd like to buy it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a secret link, and you're going to save $50 on this course. I want to say that again, just in case. Yeah, man, that damn New York accent keeps getting in the way. What did he say? Did he say he's going to take $50 off? You bet your ass I did. What I want you to do is go to yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp. Do not buy it on that page. You're only going to that page to make sure this makes sense to you. Make sure that you like what I'm going to be teaching you and all the templates and all that other free shit that I'm going to attach to. It's not free because you're paying for it, but it, you know, it's kind of like, but wait, there's more type of stuff going on here. If you decide, yeah, this guy Castain, I kind of dig him. I like going to his podcast. I want to learn from him. Yeah, I actually want to invest in myself. I actually want to learn stuff while the rest of the world is slacking this summer. I want to come out of the gate kicking ass come September. If you are that rare type of individual that wants to invest in themselves, kick some ass with me, then what I want you to do is do not buy it on the website. Email me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, before June 2nd at like 5 p.m. We're not going to do this shit all day. 5 p.m., we're done. I will send you a top secret link. You will get $50 off. You're going to buy it, and you're going to say, ha, bitches, I saved $50. Go ahead. The rest of you can pay full price. Anyway, that's it, right? That's everything, man. We've solved the problems of the world. So with that, I am Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Check out our Sales Camp program by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp.